Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Bishop Poole, the Doctrine of Truth. We're happy to have you and you. Always happy to have you and you. Amen. Because without you, we will not have, amen, the program we have. Amen. That God has led you to. Amen. Talking to each one of you from the grassroots level, your experience. Amen. We come together. We come together. Amen. As at Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpening iron. That a man will sharpen the countenance of his friend, as well as, amen, that where Proverbs 24:6 said, a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. We come together. Amen. Jesus even said that, amen, in the book of Matthew 18 chapter, where two or three, amen, he will be in the midst. Now, Father, we thank you as we pray, O God, to give us the wisdom and guidance through your Holy Spirit. O Lord, we thank you for your counselor, your teacher, your leader, your guider, through your Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for another day. This is another day that you have made. Amen. You told us to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Because each day is different. Each time is not promised to us. You're like a blade of grass. Amen. David was saying in the psalmist, you're like a blade of grass. Amen. Here today and gone tomorrow. And like a vapor. Amen. So, Lord, we thank you, amen, now for what you're doing, amen, in each program of our life, amen, the touching the hearts and minds of men and women, amen, how you uplift us through these strange times, these new times and these new ages, amen, that you said would come. You said it would be here, amen, and you have never lied, you have never change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And Lord, we ask you to bless us now. Bless the listeners of this program. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God again. Thank God for having you and you, wherever you might be. Call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. Doctrine is teaching. Amen, where we're coming together, amen, through electronic means, reaching out, touching each other, amen, using what we have. That's what God wants us to do, to use what's in your hand. He told Moses, look in your hand, Moses. What did I give you? What have I told you to use? And sometimes we forget that. That God knows each one of our talents. He knows, amen, he knows all of our abilities. He knows all our background and training. Amen. He's a God of varieties. Amen. All different trees are not the same. All people are not the same. Amen. There are different fish, different animals. Amen. Different trees and flowers. So God loves variety, and he loves you. Amen. So he wants you to use what you have. Amen. We thank God right now. Amen. Those of you, amen, that have computers and you want to view the broadcast after this program, you can go to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Or you can go to www.jciministries.net. And you can reach out to the bottom of the page on the computer, and you see we're on Facebook, amen, on Sundays, amen, on Wednesday nights, we're here on Blog Talk Radio, and well as Sunday mornings around 12 o'clock, amen, we have programs, amen. So we thank God for you, amen, again, amen, call in a friend, tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We're discussing Why did Jesus train his disciples? Why? Why did Jesus train his disciples? Sometimes since we was born in this world, we was born in sin, we're shaped in iniquity. Paul, David has said in the book of the Psalmist, amen, and everything we have learned from our fathers and our mothers and our families, amen, we learn from them, amen. Somebody taught us how to tie our shoes, amen, how to put on our clothes, to take a bath, amen, how to cook food, amen. You was taught by your family members, amen. You was taught, even went to send you to school to learn language, amen, to learn the ABCs, amen. You was taught, amen, what you know, amen. Did it say the father, he learned from his father, amen. And the son learned from their father, the children, the daughters will learn from their mothers. So we all learn from somebody. We learn something. We can learn by looking and watching, and we can learn by doing what was taught to us. Amen. And many of you know for yourself, amen, certain things take time and skill, time and practice, amen, to be involved in certain careers, amen, cooking, transportation, driving, amen, a lot of skills, amen, where you can teach intensive learning, amen. So we have to realize that Jesus did teach his people, amen. He teaches his followers. When Jesus came on the scene, there was many different religions, many different false teachers, many false languages, amen, when Jesus came on the scene, amen, as a representative of God, a son of God, and he came to bring us the truth, and the truth, amen, was brought from heaven down to earth, amen. The 90th song, we're going to read a portion here of the 90th song, amen. This is the Moses' prayer for the nation. Moses said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains was brought forth. Even thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turned man to destruction and saying, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight as but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are like sheep. In the morning they are like grass, which groweth up, and in the morning it flourishes, and groweth up, and in the evening it is cut down, and withereth. Amen. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquity before thee, our secret sins are in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away by thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. In the days of our years, we are 80 years and 10, and by reason of strength, they be 80 years. Yet is there strength, labor, and sorrow. But it is soon cut off. We fly away. Who knoweth the power of thy anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our heart unto wisdom. Amen. I read to you that first 12 verses, amen, of the 90th division of Psalms. Amen. Moses was saying, Lord, teach us. to number our days. In other words, get some out of every day. Amen. Get some out of every day. Amen. Paul, Jesus was saying in Matthew's, amen, that, amen, every day, amen, amen, we live one day at a time. Amen. So we must, amen, take no thought for tomorrow. Amen. Everything is take care of itself. But we just need to take thought just for the day. And in Matthew's, we're losing a portion here along with the subject. Amen. The 24th chapter of Matthew's. Jesus was talking to his disciples. Amen. And this is part of the next, as always, the Bible is always written. And Jesus' prophecy, he's always talking about the future. Amen. The fourth verse, and Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall have wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Amen. For nations shall rise up against nations, and kingdom against kingdom. There shall be phantoms and pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Amen. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, that you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Amen. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Amen. We have a lot of, amen, people that are coming up. Amen. The enemy is sending out, amen, the devil is sending out all type of false teachers and false speakers and false prophesying, amen, foretelling things, amen. So it's important that you know the difference between what God is saying, amen, since we are Christian, and what the enemy is saying. You know, we went to the bank, amen, to pay bills, and we find out, amen, the clerk, many of you have experienced this when you go to certain places, amen, and you hand in certain monies, they look at the dollar bills. Amen. Regardless of 50s, 60s, 100s, whatever dollar bill it is, amen. They look at the bills and they either hold them up in the air, or the clerk will put their hands on them, amen, and rub their hand over them. They put a light on them, amen, and hand it to someone else, amen, to verify this is a real, authentic bill that you gave them. And we have encountered this. The time that we went to the bank to pay bills, amen, that there was some false money, amen. And we were so hurt and dismayed about it because we didn't have anything else to pay the bill, so we made a short paying the bill. And we had to tell them where we got it from, amen. So you see those clerks, amen, and those people that handle money, they was taught how to make sure that the money that they were receiving, amen, was pure, amen. It was real money, amen. It wasn't a counterfeit, amen. Somebody trained them for the business, amen, to making sure they were receiving proper currency, amen. So it's important, amen, in our life to make sure we're receiving, amen, not only just for purchasing power, but also for our spiritual growth, for our spiritual growth. Amen. The enemy came after God in the Garden of Eden, after Eve, and began to challenge, amen, what was talked to her and told her, amen, about the fruit, amen, about the tree, amen. He worked and so and was able to have her, amen, to take the information that was so vital and deadly. God had told him, saying, listen now, the day that you eat of this tree, Amen. The day that you eat of this tree, you will surely die. Amen. Death was a sentence that God had given them. It was a spiritual death. Amen. But the enemy had reached out and talked so and taught Eve so that God was not going to kill you. He didn't mean that. He probably elaborated on it. I don't have much from the Bible how he elaborated on it, or what approach he took, amen, to get Eve. You're going to cure, some say curiosity, amen. Some are saying that, well, you know, whatever he did, questioned and discussed it. And Eve took that death penalty back to her family and gave it to her husband. Amen. And the husband didn't question, amen, what he had. He was trust in her, amen, that she really knew, amen, that it was a death penalty to go against God's message. So we find here, amen, false teaching is a death penalty. It causes disobedience. And disobedience, amen, is deadly. It is deadly. Amen. So the life that we're living in, amen, the life that we're living, amen, according to God and according to his son, and Jesus died on the cross, amen, that death can be, amen, life with Jesus Christ. Amen. Death can be life with Jesus Christ. Amen. And we can avoid it once we have knowledge about it. And that's where the gospel come in. The gospel come in where people are told, and then they are taught, amen, that God loved them and God cared for them. So every man and woman of God need to be examined, amen, about the message that they're taking, the message that they're taking to the world. Amen. We're talking about, amen, did Jesus train his ministry? Did Jesus train his men? Yes, he did. He trained his men, amen, and he took them out, amen, in the book of Matthews, amen. He sent them out. He sent them out in the 70s, amen. He sent them out. And they went out, amen, in twos, and they talked to the world and began to explain to them. And Jesus told them what to do and what not to do when they go out there. So it's important, amen, that once we give our life to Christ, to make sure that we are under the right teaching, that we are out, amen, with someone. Somebody had tutored them, somebody had talked with them, and somehow there's all type of teaching, amen, but the truth need to be gotten out, amen. In St. Luke, the 10th chapter, Jesus sent out 70. He sent them out in twos. He told them how to carry themselves, amen, and as well, amen, today is very vital and very important, amen, that we see the church as a very, very important entity in people's lives. It's not entertainment. It's not just a place to go socialize. Amen. We should see it more than just, amen, a place of gathering religious. Amen. God's house, the church, means so much in society and people's lives. So we should treat it so, amen, by the men and women that we go to, amen, that will feed us in the Word of God. All right, we're going to open up the lines, amen, a little bit earlier, amen, in this broadcast, such a deep class, amen, and a discussion concerning that Jesus trained his men, and should we be trained, amen, and we are always happy to have you and you, regardless of where you are, where you're from, amen. That's what this radio broadcast is about, internet, Amen. You can call a friend and tell a friend to call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We're discussing those that have come in for the first time. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. We'll always give out you your area code and your last 4 digits, because we don't ask for your name, amen, of that. We just want you to feel free, amen. But we're not able to give you, amen, any type of grades or certificate, amen, recognition that you can use it for, amen, any academic means, but possibly through these different classes and different discussions, you can get the answer, amen, to your life problems and situation that you can carry over, amen. You can carry over to writing books, amen, or helping someone in life, amen. Trying to make that transition between, amen, heaven and hell. Trying to make that transition, amen, over into the new life that God has given us, amen. All right, we're going into the studio now, and the studio is open, amen, to taking calls, amen, by the internet, amen, and the technician will put you in. When you push 1 on your phone, amen, the technician will put you in, amen. One of the points that is stressed is that there are many, many other training going on, many other religion that you will go to, amen. Mm-hmm. Some are saying that, amen, if you die, you go to a place where you can decide whether or not what religion you want to be a part of, if you want to accept Jesus or not, or heaven or not, amen, or what religion, what God you want to be a part of, amen, purgatory, you can stop there, amen, and then you be dispatched from the different areas, amen. Some decide and saying and teaching that when a woman die, amen, she be remarried in heaven and have children. Amen. And some are saying that when you pass, amen, you will come back. You will come back at different animals. Amen. You will come back at all different type of animals and trees and things, so they don't cut trees down, and some don't kill any animals or insects because they believe that that's their father, mother, deceased family have died and went on. So there are many other, amen. Some of them don't believe that there's a God. They've been taught that, amen. Some believe that, amen, they can still do all they want to do down here on earth, and they'll still be able to have an eternal life because God is love, and God will not, amen, destroy, amen, his creation, amen, that he gave his life for through his son, Jesus Christ. So there are many voices, amen. Many classes are being taught, amen. If you decided, they said, well, I want to go to church Sunday, and you walk into a place, they will hand you a pamphlet, and you have a man or woman up there teaching their doctrine, amen. Man or woman up there, they're teaching, amen, what they have to offer, amen. In the book of Hebrews, amen, you'll find, amen, in the book of Hebrews, you'll find where the Hebrews writer said, let us go on to perfection. You know, Jesus taught in the Hebrews, and Paul was writing in the 6th chapter of Hebrews, amen, Paul was taught, they say Paul had recorded this, amen. Hebrews 6 says, therefore, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance, amen, and repentance from dead works, the faith towards God, the doctrines of baptism, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment. Amen. So there's growth in God. Once you learn, amen, what Jesus taught us, then the Bible said, let us go on. Amen. We must go on from the basic teaching. Amen. Faith, repentance. Amen. So all these teaching help us, amen, build a foundation. So when these false teachers come up and false liars come up, amen, you'll be able to say, well, you know, I have left that. And that's why Hebrews 6 says, let us, amen, let us go on to perfection. Amen. We want to go on in Christ. Amen. So what is happening, amen, you have to understand, amen, that God loves us and God cares for us. Amen. God loves us and God cares for us. Amen. So that he wants us to understand, amen, that whatever he does, amen, he know he loves us. Amen. So we open up the lines now. We can press one on your phone. If you press one on our phone, amen, 55-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You call that number and press one on your phone, and our technician will put you in, and we'll put you in the studio, and you can be discussing why did Jesus train his disciples, and why so much learning out there. Can you just walk in to any establishment, any place? Or you think it's very important? It's very important. Amen. That's why we're here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We want to get down to the grassroots level. Amen. We want to get down to the grassroots level where all of us, amen, after we leave the classroom, after we leave our jobs, amen, we want to be down to the grassroots level and say this is happening. Amen. This is why it's so important. Amen. That we need, amen, all of us need learning. You never stop learning. You never stop learning. One of the great master teachers in this world is, amen, is mistakes. Mistakes. Amen. You learn from mistakes. Amen. Yes, you do. You learn from mistakes. Amen. You learn from trials. That's what Paul said in the book of Romans. Amen. You learn from trials and tribulation. Amen. You learn. It teaches you. Amen. Once you learn, amen, things come up. You say, oh, my God, what God is trying to teach me now. Accept that. Then you can get through whatever the situation is. Because you have trials and tribulation, amen, they just discomfort and it's not pleasurable because the enemy brings it up. Amen. Paul said in Ephesians, we wrestle not. 6th chapter of Ephesians, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you might think it's you. Yes, you make mistakes. You make some bad decisions. You make the bad decision. Yes, and you have your surroundings. Sometimes they help you make bad decisions. Amen. Your surroundings help you make bad decisions. Your association can make you make bad decisions. And now what is happening, the things that happen on the planet that Jesus talked about, hurricanes and, amen, earthquakes and fires and drugs and pestilence and shooting and killing, amen, all of this is danger. The virus, amen, is going on, amen. Those are things that are happening, but it teaches you to be prepared. It teaches you. So if when you start, say, Lord, I want to leave this earth because I'm tired of all these trials and these problems, amen. But if you switch it around and use it as a plus. Say, okay, there's another situation coming up. Amen. Am I ready for it? It's going to be here. It's coming. I can't stop it. But can I need to adjust to that. Amen. So that's what faith come in. Faith come in with God telling you can adjust. And Jesus said, well, I'll be with you. Jesus said, I'm going to be with you. And the Holy Spirit said, yes, I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to help you, and I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do. Amen. Amen. So this is why, amen, learning God, and learning what he, and God is a God of knowledge, and he used what you have. Now notice this, that when Peter was saying, and he told Jesus, Peter told Jesus, said, Lord, I got to pay my taxes. I got to pay my taxes. So Jesus told Peter, and you heard it many times, go down to the fish mouth, go down to the ocean and reach down and grab the fish and get the money. Okay? Now, Peter didn't go get Thomas. Peter didn't go get Judas. None of the other brethren. Peter went down to the ocean and followed the direction because God is a God of knowledge. One thing you should write down, God is a God of knowledge. Amen. And knowledge, amen, Ecclesiastes 7 and 12, and knowledge is power. Amen. Money is power, and knowledge is power. Amen. So God is knowledge. He is knowledge, and he is the Word, and it's so important that the Word came down and wrapped himself up. Amen. Hebrews and John 1 and 14. Amen. The word became flesh and walked among us. So God left, he left the Word of God, the Bible, which is God. So if God is helping us by knowledge. He's telling you what to do by knowledge. If you're not a fisherman, amen, you might be a tent maker like Paul. You're not a tent maker. Whatever your skill and your talent is, God can reach you and tell you and talk to you how to better yourself, how to support yourself, amen, how to heal you and heal your body and what to eat and what not to eat. He's a God of knowledge. And all this comes through what studying and teaching and learning. Amen. Amen. All right, the studio is open. Amen. We're talking about why did Jesus did what he did, taught his disciples. Amen. You can push one on your phone and our technician will put you in. Maybe you have another viewpoint. Amen. Maybe on the false teachers, what's happening in this world, in the church, whatever view you might have on this subject. Amen. You push one-on-one, push one on the phone, and our technician will put you in, and we give you your area code and your last four digits, amen, and you can discuss, amen, what you have. We're always thankful for all of you, amen. Those of you who have computers, you can go to the computer after this program, and you can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. You go to your computers, go to Blog Talk Radio, amen, /Bishop Poole, amen. You can see all other broadcasts that we have 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can always, amen, tune in there, amen, and listen to all different type of programming, amen, that we have. All right, the studio is open, amen. We thank God for you, as always. Amen, because without you, amen, we're coming together. Now the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. So we learn off each other. Amen. Proverbs, saying in Proverbs 27 and 7, saying iron sharpening iron. We learn it off each other. Amen. If it's not more than information or just giving us strength, like Proverbs 24 and 6, amen. It says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. So the Bible is full of information. Amen. Proverbs is a daily walk. Amen. Helping you with wisdom and knowledge as you go through the land. Amen. Daily. The Bible has have it all. The Bible have it all. Those of you seeking salvation, the strength of God. Amen. The book of Romans. Amen. It's our effort. Amen. Paul was in the book of Romans, taking the Roman world. Amen. If you believe God with all your heart, mind, and soul, amen. Say it from your mouth. Amen. And the false teacher saying you don't have to say nothing from your mouth. Yes, you do. The Lord wants you to confess with your mouth. Amen. Amen. Confession. Be baptized in water. Amen. Amen. Accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Water baptism is a part of, amen, our Romans 6, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. All right, you can push one on your phone. We're in the bottom of the hour. We're going to, amen, to the, we have area code 850. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, Bishop. I was just thinking of, and I do Psalms 1 every day, and the people perish for lack of knowledge. And then when I do Psalms 1, it ends with perish. And perish means to rot from the inside out or to die. So, you know, God put us here for us to get a good understanding of life and to live in the fruits of the Spirit and to be guided. The people perish for lack of knowledge. I just think, what if I couldn't learn nothing every day? Where would I be? And when I do learn something positive, I need to be able to retain it, keep it with me. And just like I do Psalms 1 every day, and I do some other scriptures mm-hmm. every day, a person got to have something to build on every day. Because you ain't got nothing to build on. You ain't got nothing. You're in a world of trouble. You just, you know, you asking for the enemy to take over your body or take over your mind. So, you know, the battlefield is in the mind. Our people perish for lack of knowledge. The Bible said get good understanding. So I got to study to show myself approved. I got to study the Bible to keep me connected. And that'll help me. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Well said. Amen. Psalms, amen, 1 is powerful. Amen. Meditation. David said he'd think on it. He'd think on the word as he walk around. Amen. Day and night. Amen. And there are talking about different, we're discussing, amen, training and thinking. Amen. And, you know, how important it is. Amen. If you know, what Proverbs said one time that, amen, where there is no vision, the people perish. Amen. Regardless of what you're going through now, amen. If you have Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision. Vision means that you're looking out and you preparing yourself. Amen. Preparing yourself. I remember early in the ministry in the early 80s. Amen. And the Lord spoke to me one day. I was on the job. He said, preparation time is almost over. And I was an evangelist. And I would thank God working with some men. Amen. And we always talk about God and talk about the scriptures. And very important. First caller was saying, amen, have something in your mind about God day in and day out. And Isaiah said he keep being perfect peace. Things will come up. Amen. God will let you know almost when things come up. Amen. Yes, it will. Amen. He love you. He will be with you. And he leading and guided you. All right, we're not going to take up your time. This is your time now, but amen. We need knowledge. We need it. We need somebody to tell you, amen, and you learn from your mistakes. Amen. They used to call it hard knock school, but I learned, amen, you learn from it. All right, 561-1413, area code, last four digits, 1413. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise him.
Praise the Lord, everybody out there in radio land. Did Jesus train his disciples? Yes, he did. He came to the earth to train us how to handle ourselves concerning the word of God and to navigate through the rough terrain of this sinful life in this world. How to go from sinful to sin less, or should I say to sanctify. And I thank God that he uses men, awesome great elders like yourself, Bishop, to train other men that are willing and women are willing to listen and learn so we can be blessed and not burned. Each one teach one and just let it spread like a fire of love. Amen.
All right, man. God, thank you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I think we're off there. All right. Amen. It's important, and you know, amen. You can push one on your phone, those of you that have another comment. Amen. We're learning from each other. How many of you, amen, have gotten the presence, amen, an environment of peer pressure? Amen. Negative peer pressure. Amen. You got an environment of negative peer pressure, and what they wanted you to do. They wanted you to listen and learn from their, amen, their skills and their talents. Amen. And you yourself, sometimes people just don't have no place to go. But they end up being learned something, amen, in how to steal, how to do this from people, whatever. Amen. So you see the enemy is there teaching as well. He's there. He will teach you. Amen. If you don't be careful, if you don't know the real currency in this world, you'll end up taking false money. Amen. And losing out. Amen. If you don't really be careful, amen, they'll take your talent, your energy, and your strength from you. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. We thank God for the comments. Here we're rolling right along. We have the ship. We're out in the water now. We're about to see land, so you have to come on in real quick here, amen, and make your comments. Amen. We're going to land after a while. We're praying that when we do hit the shore, amen, we're praying that you got something out of this program. This will always become about that you can express yourself, amen, and say something to help someone else. Those of you that's young in Christ or you know someone that's in Christ, amen, encourage them. Talk with them. They might haven't really caught on yet because they have learned from their parents. They have learned from their cousins. They have learned from the neighborhood, amen, about against the church, against Christ, amen. They haven't really caught the grips that God does care about us here on earth. Amen. We're not so heavenly bound that we forget about living here on earth. And Jesus did address, amen, the life that we have here on earth. All right, maybe you have a comment, a testimony, amen, that what really helped turn you around, amen, here on earth to get you to see, amen, God through all the false negative teaching. Amen. You can push one on your phone. Amen. I had a man came up to me when I first started my ministry, and I thank God for many things I've gone through. I learned, amen, and thank God I did learn. Amen. A man came up to me when I first started the ministry and evangelizing, and he said, "Hey, come here, amen. You know God don't want you to have a car, a home, a marriage, or anything. You know, after a while, we're going to be caught up. We're going to leave here." Amen. So you don't need to worry about all these different things on this earth. Amen. I was kind of feeling down. Amen. But I love the Lord. I was so happy. I love the Lord, and I was happy to spread the news. And I went to talk to some of my aunts or somebody that I know was in the Lord before me to help me, amen, come into Christ. And they said, "You should leave that devil alone. Where that devil at? Let me." And I said, "Oh my gosh," she called the man a devil. Amen. But I never thought the enemy worked through people. The enemy worked through people and at people, amen, to get you down. Amen. See, God wants you to have everything. He wants you to use everything. Amen. And look in Paul was in Corinthians. God said, you know, God wants us to have everything. It's like we're renting and using it. Amen. Because what kind of testimony that would be? Amen. He is a God of everything, but you don't want us to have nothing. So we thank God for the help of others. And it's important that you go out and help others. to share. Amen. Even times like this, God is working. He's working in people. I mean, he's working on people. Amen. To get to see their mistakes, how they can better themselves when they come out of this virus. Amen. The things they need to work on. Amen. Assuring their life. Amen. Their salvation with Christ should not be, amen, a personal a problem. Amen. Your salvation should be joyous. Amen. Even in your suffering and time. Amen. Paul was saying in the book of Romans, amen, even in those problems. Amen. That's why it's good to read and study the Bible. Amen. Romans 5 says, therefore, justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Press 1 on your phone. Amen. Press 1 on the phone. We're about to get out of here. Amen. We need training. Somebody might be going through class now. Amen. This time of your college, send your children off to college. Amen. Because of the fact that we're dealing with life. We're dealing with life. People's lives. And you know right now, you want somebody to maybe work on your teeth, amen, your medical problems, and they're dealing with life, amen. And God is life. The Holy Spirit, amen, he's smarter than all of us, and I need him, and you can just talk to him. He'll get lead and guide you. He's a teacher, amen. He will. He'll help you. Press 1 on your phone now, and you dial 855-236-2252-347-215-8816. Amen. And press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Maybe you have a vision or a dream or a question you might want to leave with the panel. Amen. And we'll get back to you to the next program. We can text you, amen, through your telephone. Amen, and give you the much answer as possible. Amen. God love us. Amen. That still has to be taught out. Amen. Examine out. God is love. God cares. He's a healer. Yes, he is. He heals so many different ways. Amen. The Holy Spirit will show you how. Amen. Because when he made the body, it was good. Very good. Amen. The body can exist. Amen. It'll heal itself. Amen. You get a scratch. Next thing you know, amen. Next thing you know, the body will be able to heal up that scratch. Amen. It fights off diseases. Amen. Yes, it does. If you keep the right nutrients in the body, the right rest and the right exercise and fresh air and water, amen, it would do the job. God said it was good and very good. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going into now. We're going to get ready for prayer. Amen. I guess we can take one more comment. Amen. Concerning instructions and learning. Amen. On this subject, somebody have a vision or a dream. Amen. We take one more comment, then we're going to go into prayer. Prayer for those that are being attacked, amen, through false doctrines and occult groups that are coming up in the land, amen, and many different approaches they have about life after death, amen. It might not be the popular subject, amen. It might be dry, amen, but it's important. It's important. Tomorrow somebody might talk to your cousin, your uncle. Amen. They tell you and you be to you. It'd be so simple. Amen. And you might see it and say, well, I don't know how you can get caught up in that. Don't put them down. Don't put them down. Don't talk against them. Amen. Because you have the knowledge and understanding about what's happening. They're trying to sort through these things. Maybe nobody never told them. Amen, that God loved them and God cares. And God, amen, Jesus is God's only begotten Son. Amen, that Jesus is God, wrapped up in the Word. Amen. So maybe nobody told him that Jesus is the Messiah. He is what we've been looking for. Amen. All right, he is a healer. All right. Okay, now we're going to go into prayer. We can put my press one on the phone. Amen. And we want to pray for those that are listening. Pray for those that, you know my families and friends that get caught up. And you know that religion they're in is wrong. Amen. But they don't have the strength yet. But pray for them. Pray for them. Amen. All right, you can press one on the phone. And we're going to wait for the technician to put you in. You can dial 855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Prayer for the sick. Prayer for those that walk in the street, they're lost. Amen. They lost everything. Amen. God will. Amen. God will lead them and guide them. You pray that God will send somebody to them. Amen. And will show them the way. Amen. How to get that Matthew 7:7 says, seek and you'll find. Knock and the door be open. Amen. It's out there. It's out there. Amen. The right avenues is still out there. God is still guiding. God is still using people to help people. Amen. There are good people out there. Amen. God has blessed, amen, for times like these to help people. Amen. People will look for a blessing plan. Amen. He's still in the blessing business. So God has used a lot of people and prepared them, amen, to bless those that are just coming into Christ. Amen. Who have to forsake all. Amen. Had to turn loose things. Amen. To be righteous. And God will. Amen. He will. We just have to put our time in studying the word, being prayerful. Amen. And rebuke every negative thought. And sometimes get out of the surroundings of negative people. Amen. Get out of negative people. And if you've been put down, then take that energy that you feel that you've been to keep you depressed. Amen. If you feel depressed and down, amen, you need to get up and do something. Amen. Take that energy and say, okay, I'm this and that. I'm going to take that energy. I'm going to take this negative energy, and I'm going to walk. I'm going to do something and break that monotony. Amen. Once you stop breaking that negative, depressive spirit, amen, the enemy try to put on you, amen, you can feel better about yourself. And take that negative attitude people try to throw on you, take it and flip it over and say, okay, all right then, all right, thank God for you. Thank God for you. I thank you for empowering me, amen, to do better. And look at it that way. Look at people trying to empower you. Amen, amen. You never know. Those negative things can get you and push you out there. Amen, that you walk on faith of God. You walk on faith of God. All right, push one on the phone. We got to pray now. We got to pray. We think we take two prayers. Amen. Praying for, amen, those that have been caught up, amen, in negativity, been caught up in false religions, caught up. They need strength in their faith. Amen. We need strength, amen, in their faith. Amen. Those that are going through, amen, have lost. Amen. They feel that they can't make it, but they are through you. You pray of intercession through you. Amen. God will reach out. He said, the mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. We got many witnesses here in this broadcast. Many, many, many witnesses. We're all agreeing. Amen. We're all agreeing for success. Amen. We're all agreeing. You might make a mistake. You're trying to be perfect. But you come out on top, that means success. Amen. Success. All right, we're going to go to. All right, your prayer.
Father God, once again, we ask for your permission to do this earth, Lord. We count it all joy. We pray for the people who are sick and suffering. We pray for the people in this pandemic. Lord, we pray for this country. We pray and we thank you for Bishop. We thank you for the message that he brings every week, Lord, the good topic. Lord, we ask you that you uphold him and his wife and all the righteousness that they're doing. Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight. We count it all to joy. We pray for knowledge. We pray for understanding. And we pray for guidance. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. We all right, we need another prayer. 561-1413. God bless you. 561-1413. Amen. I think we lost him. Amen. All right. Amen. We're talking about closing out in prayer. Amen. As always. Amen. Always, you can go to our website. Those of you who want to reach out, our website, www.561-1413. I don't think he's there. Amen. Amen. So we go to our website. Amen. You can always check on these different broadcasts and different programs. Amen. And you can tell a friend and tell a friend, and you can sit down and listen to these broadcasts again through your computers. Amen. As well as you can go to Doctrine of Truth. Go to Blog Talk Radio. Amen. .com/host. Amen. Bishop Poole. Amen. You can hear a lot of more broadcasts. Amen. We're here to upbuild your faith in God. Amen. That you can get information from each other. The Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my truth be, let my word be established. And remember, grab a vision. Grab a vision. Take a picture, amen, of the life that you want to go, the direction you want to go. Amen. God will help you. Paul said he can do all things. Ephesians 4, amen. Philippians, the fourth chapter, amen, the fourth to the seventh verse. Paul said, I can do all things in Christ that strengthened me. Amen. And Paul learned that, amen, if he think properly, amen, whatever's good, whatever's lovely, whatever's a good report, whatever's honest, amen, he can make it through things. Yes, situations might come up of you making a bad judgment call, amen, but God won't hold that against you. Amen. Situation might come up, amen, through environment, amen, how David, Absalom, and many things that come against David, amen, but God will not hold that against you. Amen. You might not have a perfect life, but you can have a successful life. Amen. Everybody make mistakes. Amen. Proverbs says that a righteous man can fall seven times. Amen. He can fall seven times and he get up. Not because he wanted to fall down. Not because he or she was out looking out at a backslide or fall down or whatever you might call it when he lost faith a little bit. Amen. But the things that are working against you sometime. Amen. But you can get up with God. You can get up. You can get up spiritually, mentally, and physically. Amen. Because if he can't do it here, if God cannot do it here while you walk on this earth and you hold in faith that one day you will lay down and he'll take you straight to heaven where there's no sickness, no lying, no killing, with peace. Amen. How are you going to? He got to do it here. So use that as a good foundation that God can do it here. God bless you. As always, we love you. Tell a friend and call a friend. Pray for each other. Pray for us. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. For here, we see you next time. Amen. Here in Doctrine of Truth. We love you. God bless you. And keep your faith. And never, 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 never give up. Never give up.